Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to two openings, please? Romans chapter 8 and John chapter 14. Romans 8, John 14. We're glad everybody is with us this morning. Christians ought to go to church, don't you think? The Bible said not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And we're glad you're obeying that and following that. I guess two sessions ago, we began a series called The Spirit-Led Life or Spirit-Led Living. And we had mentioned to you that the Lord had dealt with us about teaching on how to be led by the Spirit. And some other things. I got another one of those instructions this week. And we'll tell you about that later. And I'm excited about it. But the Lord, back in the very beginning of the church, dealt with us about three things to do and assignments. And so two of those we've done. And when I say we've done, I don't mean we've done and that's it. But we've started on it. One was teach the people how to love each other. And so we camped on that for months. And then teach the people how to live and walk by faith. And so we've camped on that for a long time. And then the other one is teach the people how to be led by the Spirit. And so just two Sundays ago, we began on that. And so we want to continue on that this morning, talking about the Spirit-led life. You understand that people live their lives and make their decisions and their plans based on a lot of things besides the Holy Spirit's leading. Right? Even many, 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 many Christians. And, it's just people make their plans and they just go on and do what they decided to do. Even with our children, we should teach them differently than the world and even many Christians do, because many, many Christians will tell their children, especially they get up junior high and they begin to have career days in high school and that kind of thing. And they say, well, what do you want to be, baby, when you grow up? Well, you can be anything you want to be. Well, that's not true. I said, that's not true. You can be anything. You can do anything you decide to do. And I know people mean well. They're saying, well, you're smart and you could learn it or you could achieve it. But that's, and you want to let them know you believe in them. But no, you want to tell them you believe they can do whatever the Lord has called them to do. No matter how high that might seem. But no, it is not for us to decide or them to decide what they want to be when they grow up. That's already been decided for them. Did you hear me? It's already been decided for you. It's not for us to decide what we want to do in life. It's for us to discover what we've been predestined to do. Amen? Because every one of us has a place and has a grace. Amen? Every one of us. I became convinced as a teenager, 16 years old, became completely convinced that if I could hear from God, I had it made. And now, a few years later, I'm just as much convinced and even more so, because it is the key to success in life. If you can hear from God and then you'll do, everybody say do, you'll do what He tells you to do, you will not fail. You will not stay down, you'll come up and you'll increase. Amen? And you'll not be a failure, you'll be a success. And you'll not be dissatisfied, you'll be satisfied. I said, if you can hear from God, and if you'll do what you hear. And so we're on it, and we're going to stay on it. Until if folk at Faith Life Church don't know how to hear from God, it's because they didn't come to church. That's because they slept through the sermons. Or they just rebelled against what was said, because I'm believing God that it's going to come out. Amen. And the revelation and the understanding will be there. And I'm believing to come up a notch and another notch. Amen. And another notch in my own spiritual awareness and sensitivity and being led by Him. Romans 8 and John, what did we say? 14 is right. Romans 8, first of all. You know the text. Let's look at it again. Romans 8, 14. Romans 8, 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Say it out loud with me, please. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, the word for son there is not the word for child. It's the word for maturing one. A son that's growing up. And it is, you know, spiritual maturity is inseparable from learning to be led by the Spirit. You show me somebody that's grown up some in the Lord, I'll show you somebody who's learned how to be led by the Spirit some. Inseparable. And so, can maturing sons and daughters of God, can they expect to be led by the Spirit of God? Yes. Do we have that privilege? Yes. You know, I know sometimes people use the phrase, "the Lord told me," too loosely. A lot of people do. A lot of Christians, they just throw that around. Well, the Lord told me this, and the Lord told me that. And other folk, that's a foreign concept to them. And one fellow spoke up one time. He said, "All these people always talking about God told me this, and God told me that. That bothers me, all these people saying God told me." The other fellow said, "Well, I tell you what bothers me is all these people who never hear from God." Well, we don't want to get in the ditch on either side, do we? We want to be in the middle of the Word. But can sons of God be led by the Spirit of God? Can we? We've been reading the book of Acts at Faith Life Church. Correct? Yeah, everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every Monday through Friday. Right? Am I right or am I absolutely right? Right. And so, of course, the book of Acts is the Holy Ghost book. And so, I've admonished you to see how real the Holy Spirit was to them. I mean, every other page, the Spirit said this, and the Spirit said that, and the Spirit did this. The Spirit said go, and the Spirit said no. He was real to them in their daily life, and He was directing the affairs of the church. Amen. He is the, somebody said, "Well, I thought Jesus is the head of the church." He is. But His representation in the earth is His Spirit. Yeah. Amen. So people who say Jesus is our head, but they ignore the Holy Spirit, they are ignoring the head. You must acknowledge His Spirit to acknowledge His headship and His leadership in the church. So we are sons of God. We are led by the Spirit of God. In fact, just confess it. No matter what you've experienced in the past, say it out loud. I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
And I am led by the Spirit of God.
I am led by the Spirit of God.
Every day.
In every area.
I am led
by the Spirit of God.
Whew. I had a witness in my spirit. If you'd just say that. If you'd just say that multiple times a day, it'd change your life.
Amen.
Just say, get your faith working for you. Get the door open. Instead of what other people say, I've had ministers come to me and just grab me and go, "Oh, Brother Keith, pray for me. Man, I got this big thing coming up and I just don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to miss it. And I prayed and I just can't seem to hear from God. I don't know what's wrong. I've fasted and I just can't seem to hear from God. I don't know what's wrong. Man, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it." Well, did the Bible say you can't hear from God?
No.
Did the Bible say be afraid you're going to miss it?
No.
No. So see, people's words are stout against the Lord. You must agree with Him. What does the Scripture say? "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they won't follow. Steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You have an unction of the Holy One. And you know all things." So you must talk that way. I am being led. I am being directed. I know His voice. I hear Him. I follow Him. I'll do the right thing. Your head said, we don't know what to do. Say, shut up, head. I will do the right thing. I'll make the right choice. We'll make the right decision. And see, when you're talking like that, that's faith. And you got the door wide open for the Holy Ghost to just lead you and guide you and make sure you're at the right place at the right time. I've said that for decades. I am always at the right place at the right time. Huh? Even if it looks like you made a wrong turn the last three times, say it all the bolder. I am always at the right place at the right time. Confess that over yourself. Say that in your life. Back to John then. Great statements here in John 14 and 15 and 16. In John 14:16. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you, and shall be in you. Now, in our last two sessions, we've been talking about the person of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. In fact, just hold your place here and flip over real quick to 2 Corinthians, the last chapter, 2 Corinthians 13. Just hold your place there in John because we're coming back. But in 2 Corinthians 13, last chapter and last verse, 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The communion of the Holy Spirit. Communion means fellowship. And we went into some detail about how it's inappropriate to refer to the Holy Spirit as it. And last week we went into some detail about what constitutes a person. Well, a person has a mind. A person has a will. A person has emotions and words and actions. And the Holy Spirit possesses all these. He's not an impersonal force. He's not just a power like electricity. He is a person. Amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Deity of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1005. That's R-1005, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.